But to get out of this, we have to slowly move a dimmer switch, watch a bunch of data and reaction to make sure not too many fires start happening, because every time we open up, it is guaranteed that we will increase the spread of this infection. But the question is, can we control it? And that's the dance that we will be walking. So you do a few moves. It might be in the area of business. It might be in the area of schools. It might be the area of parks. It might be in the area of what you do at a hospital. All the policies and things we've done, we have to weigh risk and benefit. And what you want to do as you start back out into society is do the lowest risk things first and watch how we deal with the spread of infection. And then you dial the switch a little more and do a few more things. So in every area of our state, whether it's how we run our businesses, how we run a school, we are sitting around thinking, how do we live in this new world? How do I do a few more things, but do them safely? So you have to have best practices of what safety looks like. We've seen this in essential businesses where we now have plexiglass and we now walk down aisles in the grocery store differently. And those are the kinds of new innovations that our businesses and our schools are hard at working at. How do we live with this virus in a way that we stop the spread? And at the same time, how do we do a little more all the time without creating too big a risk that really shuts us down and has us have to go all the way back down into a lockdown situation?